And we're live. Hey, good morning. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. And I'm going to talk about, you know, good habits today and how Scrum is set up to help you develop good habits. And that's what we're going to talk. And this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way, so that you can deliver value to your customer, not work crazy hours to do it, and have some fun. Get home to family and friends and do some stuff. Come on, Bubs. Come on. Come on. She's like, I want to hop up, and I don't want to hop up when I'm in the middle of talking. Come on, Bubbles. Come on. Come on. Because the dog's there. Come on. Come on, Bubs. Hurry up. Got to do the show. Bubbles, you coming? Come here. Oh, she's not doing it. She's like, you're not picking me up. Anyway, let's have some fun. Let's talk about habits. So, why do I get to wait? You know, I'm going to do a workout. This is a terrible workout. Whatever I'm doing is not like, you know, over the back, you know, do some twists with the weights and everything. Because every self-help book you read, every leadership book, everything that, you know, these people are making, these billionaires putting this stuff out that they put out, they all talk about establishing good habits. It's a trend. And what frameworks do is help you establish these are the habits you want to be for success, right? Some people take them way too far. And then we get the agile accountants who don't understand what the habit's about nor what the event is. So I just want to dwell into some of the habits that are in Scrum. Mostly part of the events because it has a cadence. And hopefully the cat, Bubbles, you got to come up here, babe. She's shaking the camera. The camera moves. It's the cat's fault. Bubbles, this is why I want you to come up here. Come here. Come here. Oh, she's funny. She's like, I'm going to just shake the camera all the time. And we're live, right? And I don't know what her problem is. Bubbles, come here. Come on. She's just absolutely a piece of work. She wants to get up here. She wants to go. Come on. Come on. There she is. There's the cat. Okay. Now we don't have to worry about her moving the camera anymore. We can talk. So let's talk about Scrum and its habits, the good habits, and why they're good habits. Why do I say they're good habits, right? So let's talk about the events. We'll just stick with the events right now because these are habits. The events are a habit. And it's a 2-week thing because you want to do the habits in a repeated manner so that you get better at it as you go, right? So, first habit, sprint planning. Why is it a good habit? It's a good habit to plan your day. It's a good habit, whatever your time box is. We do daily planning, we do weekly, we do monthly, quarter, whatever your time box is. The smaller the time box is better because you get better at it. Like every day I do some habits that I do, exercise and things like that to try to get into better shape. So my mind is more adept. And so planning with your team, planning on what you want to do, telling your customers what to do is a good habit to do every sprint. Some teams like, well, we don't do the sprint planning. We don't need the product owner. The product owner doesn't need the team. We can plan without them. It's a bad habit. That's a bad habit. It's a negative, right? So a good habit is planning every sprint. You'd be amazed how many teams don't want to plan. It's too hard. And I'm telling you something about that and why they're not that successful. When they don't plan, they're scared, right? Okay, daily Scrum, every day. What's your plan for the day? Kanban's different. Where they talk about what are we doing to move stuff, pulling stuff into the next column of work. But in daily Scrum, good habit. Meet with your teammates, talk about some stuff. You may or may not discover everything. That's okay. But you know what? Because a lot of times we do have huddles with my agile coaches I work with. Sometimes I don't think of stuff until after they talk about it. I said, oh, yeah, I just remember what you talked about. Just remind me of such and such. And I talk about it, which is perfectly legit, right? But the habit of every day, just taking a little bit of time, check in with everybody, see how they're doing, and voicing your plan of the day is a good habit. Voicing it out. not just what you have in your brain, but actually telling other people what it is a very good habit to have. Next one, let's talk about sprint review, right? Every time you do something at every time box, demonstrating or having your customer use your software. That is a great habit. So as you develop, get customer feedback, let them use the software, get feedback, get the feedback loop going, right? Another awesome habit, because you need to do it every time. It's a good habit, because when it really counts, you're prepared. You're not worried about all your code breaking when you go to production, because you demonstrate the hell out of the code every 2 weeks. Someone saw it. It's been integrated. It's there. It's a habit. It's a good habit, because it prevents all those problems you have when massive integration, right? So that's a good one. And then retrospective. It's a good thing to retrospect over the day. What went well? What didn't go well? What do you need to improve to become a better person? And one of the things in these leadership books is they talk about studying, reading, growing, right? And the retrospective is all about growing, all about learning what you did during that 2 week sprint and going to the next level. And that's what I got for today. Bubbles is all happy now because she's got her spot. And I want to please give us a thumbs up if you like the show. We try to keep it under 15 minutes. Ring the bell once, twice. Bubbles is like, where's that bell coming from? And have a great day. Happy scrumming. And just think about these as good habits that the team needs to form. And it should be on a regular cadence. I just want to throw that on there. Maybe we talk about cadence again on another show. But having a cadence and a regular thing just becomes habit. We just do it. People ask, when you do it, we do it all the time. It's at this time. It's on this day. It's a habit. It's natural. They don't have to think about it. It's just a natural occurrence, a reaction, an automatic thing, right? Once it's automatic, the other stuff is easy, easy stuff. All right. So take care. Have a great day and see you tomorrow. Bye. See you.